Well, I stayed there in domestic service for a while. During that time, the people my mother was working for in Northwood, the lady being Scottish, said to my mother, "You can stay here and get another job or whatever, or you can come with us to Scotland." Well, they had been very, very good to my mother and me, because I was allowed to visit her every Sunday, and she was allowed to wash my uniform together when she did their laundry. So I was always spotless at school, and she went with them to Glasgow. So one day, I wrote a letter to my mother with them and said, "I would like to be where you are. Can you find a way?" And there was such an office for refugees in Glasgow, Pollock Shields, and she wrote back to me, "Yes, you can, but you would have to work in the same position as where you, elsewhere, but here." So I thanked the people and left with my little case on my own to London. I took a train from London and looked out the window as we approached Glasgow. It was a long journey in those days, and everything looked so black. The buildings were very, very
Yes.
dirty from soot and smoke. Yes, it looked quite depressing, really. I don't know how I never noticed anything like that in Vienna. I don't know. I suppose I was more aware then. Well, I think I said that, yes, my mum's employers were very kind to me, and I was able to stay there, to come to visit on a Sunday, unless mum sometimes came to London.
But you've moved to Glasgow by then.
Yeah, but this is in Glasgow, yes.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yes, it was still the same people. Yes. Now, what do you want
So
from
tell
me?
me about what happened when you came to Glasgow. What work did you do? Were you studying?
You
This was
see,
still wartime, wasn't it?
oh yes, it's very much wartime. When I went to see Miss Lehman, who was the secretary in the Pollock Shields office for refugees, she said, I would have to go into essential work, which is munition factory work, or she couldn't really say what I could do. And I said, well, I was at school being trained or getting training to become a chef. But of course, rationing, there's no food to cook anything with. But the other trades that were being taught were nursing, millinery, and tailoring. She said the only thing that I could offer you of that lot is nursing, because it is essential. And I said, well, that I would like that. She said it's being treated as if you were in the army. So I suggest that you don't go for training, but that you go into a nursing home just as a help. I had time 6 months before I would be 18 by that time. No, I was 17 when I came. So at 17, when I came to Glasgow, I needed a job for pocket money, and I was asked to be a nanny to a little boy who was Seymour, what was his name now? Diane Wilson's cousin.
Oh,
And I was his nanny for several months. Seymour Gordon.
yeah.
And then I applied for several nursing homes, and the one that I was recommended to, I had to have two recommendations And I got one from the other Jewish lady who was a nurse in Clarkston, was Mrs. Livingston, and I got one from a doctor who knew my mother from Vienna,
mm-hmm.
and he was a doctor in Stop Hill Hospital by that time. Mm-hmm. So I had recommendation from Mrs. Livingston and Dr. Horowitz. That was medical recommendations. And I went to present myself in a place that was a women's hospital and maternity called Redlands in the West End. And I was employed.
Yay!
Well, I didn't know anything about anything, but I became very familiar with all sorts of medical terms. My first job was in the nursing home, the maternity yeah. home, on night duty. I was to stay behind a senior nurse called Taylor, who was very Glaswegian Scottish, and I couldn't understand mm-hmm. a word she said. So instead of being like I was to you and saying, you garble too quick, I said, would you please teach me Scottish? And she said, I'll learn you Scottish, lass.
Oh, that's nice.
And she taught me some terrible words. And I didn't know they were terrible words. Then she told me what I had to do and instructed me to follow her into the bathroom, which was a slunge with a big sink and a big basket of soiled baby snappies. And there was a huge toilet brush. Switch on the cold tap. And she said it in Glasgow bad words what I had to do. I'll say it in nice, the same words, but not in the Glasgow way. She said, you slunch the shite off the nappies. Only she said, didn't say it like that. And I am learning the Scottish twang. And repeating it with every nappy so it would stay in my mind. And the door opened and the night supervisor came. And she said, nurse! I was already being called nurse. I was so proud of myself. 17. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I practiced this the way she said it. Please, I'm sorry. And the shite off the nappies. Don't write that to you, to you. She turned purple and couldn't find anybody else to interview. Everybody disappeared. They were all laughing and disappeared. And that was the first Scottish word that I learned. Well, I stayed there and I visited Nurse Livingston, and one of the patients that was not in the maternity but in the hospital side of the home was a beautiful lady who had a most beautiful pale blue nightdress with matching dressing gown. She was blonde, with blue eyes and most unusual features. And her name was Esther Green. I got to know her because she observed me. Unbeknown to me, I was doing whatever anybody asked me. I didn't know what my duties were and what they weren't. So whatever anybody asked me, I did. So I ended up doing everybody's duties, and they were having a lovely coffee or tea in the room. And one day, and I had work to do with these people. They were ill, and their they needed their dressings and things seemed to slant, you know. And one day she said to me, "You're a Jewish girl, aren't you?" She was Esther Green.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I'm also Jewish." I couldn't believe it. She was blonde. Oh, I admired her negligee with her dressing gown to match. She said, "I did it myself."
Yeah.
I'm a designer and dressmaker. And she said, "I'd like you to visit me." Everybody asked me to visit them. And I said yes to everybody, and I knew I wouldn't go to anybody. So one day she was ready to go home and she was going to give me her address. And I said, "That's very kind of you, but thank God I have a mother here. And when I have time off, I go to see my mother." She said, "You can bring your mother. And I'll make you a dress."
Yeah.
The deal. That was the deal. I would come. And thereby developed the most wonderful relationship. We called ourselves cousins eventually.
Yeah.
Because her mother and my mother found a connection through the Sephardi side of my family.
Right.
So we never really found a solid confirmation of it, but it appears, and whether that had happened or not, we were fond of each other, and I had a most wonderful relationship with that family. They had one son with whom I'm friends to this day.
Right.
He lives in Bournemouth. And he says, "I am the only one who can talk to him about his time here."
Yeah.
Because he was only 8 years old then. And he's pushing 80 now.
So we do fast forward now, I think. So we do, well, then, we do the editor's highlight.
Nurse Livingston suggested I don't stay in Redlands, but that I apply for training. If I like nursing, I said, "I love it. I love the patients, but I don't like all the way the sisters are treating me." There was one or two who were real anti-Semitic. And when there was a Jewish doctor in charge of a ward, Nurse Livingston said to me, "Tell him in Yiddish, anti-Semit," and he'll give her a hard time. But I didn't do that, no. So I applied, and eventually I got my papers, and when I was 18, I started training. But it was not quite without a hustle, because the matron from Redlands was very peeved when she was short of staff. And I was a wonderful worker because I did everything everybody told me. Run 3 upstairs, 3 downstairs, go to the next block and attend to 20 or 30 patients. Took no time off. While I was in Redlands, I took ill as a result of that because one of the maids stole my Wellingtons. I had only one pair of shoes for the street, one pair of shoes for working, and one pair of Wellingtons, and she stole my Wellingtons. And when I went to see my mother, I had to wait in the snow with my legs bare, and I developed a very nasty rheumatism with bad throats, and I had to be hospitalized then. However, I got better and started my nurse's training in Stop Hill.
But you were going to say that the lady didn't want you to go because you were such
Yes, she didn't want me to go. She said, "I'll give you a bad reference, you'll not get in." And I just smiled. I had a reference from Dr. Horowitz. Now I had to go, this is funny, so I'll put it in. I had to go for an interview with a matron who came from the Orkneys. Her name was Miss Tulloch. She had a long blue gown. Her veil was right at her her eyebrows, and her sleeves were down to her wrists. Dark brown eyes, and she had a deep voice like a man. And she gave a very frightening appearance to the poor little thing that I was. But I had to go for an interview. And I said to Dr. Horowitz, Solis, I knew him, what shall I say to her that'll give me favor? He said, you come from Vienna, just schmooze her. So I did that. And she laughed. She knew I was schmoozing her. She said, oh, you are very continental, nurse. But I did well there.
Mm-hmm.
I did my general and my midwifery.
Which hospital was that?
Stop Hill. All the hospitals are being closed.
Mm. General nursing and midwifery.
And midwifery. With the anaesthetics, which you were obliged to take anyway, but I took it. You didn't want you, but everybody took it. And then interim nursing home as a sister's post, met my husband to be then at a dance when he was in naval uniform.
Yeah.
We fell in love.
Yeah.
And got married. There's one thing I missed out the whole story, and it annoys me, that my mother worked for her employers for very little. If they would put up £100 to save my brother's life. And they did, and she did, and I helped.
Mm.
And my brother came one day during the war.
Wow. During the war you managed to get that?
No, I didn't.
So third take from Alice?
I worked in Milbury Nursing Home.
Uh-huh.
And there's still a lady alive who calls me Sister Levy.
Wow.
And she comes to the Jewish care.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And unfortunately, like me, she's very poor sight. And, because I have made it to this age,
yes.
So a lot of people here were my children that they helped to bring into the world.
Wow. So there were a lot of, because you were a midwife, there were a lot of Jewish families that you did.
And because I worked in the South Side then,
yes.
So a lot of people knew me.
Mm.
And all the doctors on the South Side knew Sister Levy.
Yeah. So you were always Sister Levy, even when you got married, or you stopped nursing when you got married?
No, it didn't stop.
Okay, but you didn't change your name?
What I stopped was doing midwifery then.
Right.
And I worked in the Victoria in gynecology because mm-hmm. I had worked in Redlands.
Right.
So therefore midwifery and women's troubles I knew well.
Yeah.
That's how I met Esther, because I knew women's troubles.
Okay, so then you had two children.
Yes, but that doesn't...
You can still name your children in the tape, they're going to listen.
I see. Yes, we got married and my husband was a naval officer in the Merchant Navy and he had to swallow the anchor because I didn't want to be a wife without a husband. It's hard swallowing the anchor. It was very hard for him. He liked being at sea. It was not only a wartime job for him. He stayed on after the war. But when we got married, he worked for his father, which was a naval and gents outfitters.
Yeah.
Of course, he knew all the ranks and he knew a lot of the world.
Mm.
We had a son first, bless him, and a daughter later, bless her. And they are now almost pensioners like me.